and I am absolutely thrilled, delighted and privileged to be pushing my button once again to hear this music coming on. Morgan, good morning.
Good morning, Ian.
Did you miss it? Tell me.
You have no idea how much I miss the GAA season. The cool corned beef sandwich in its sleeping bag of tin foil. The flask of milky white tea. The curly whirlies going soft inside my pants. The crumbs of Tato nestling gently on my lips. Transistor radio close to my ear. Listening to John Milan and not understanding a goddamn word he is saying. I crawled through 9 months in a river of dung. But now I can rest easy. Hurling is here.
It's here. Well, it's some of the... I mean, I think everybody was waiting with bated breath. Football, for example, Tyrone beat Derry. Football, Roscommon beat Leitrim. In the hurling, your favourites. Galway beat Carlow. Clare beat Waterford in Walsh Park. And Kilkenny beat Dublin, eh? But you're concentrating on Cork versus Tipperary in the hurling.
I do believe I've never been happier than I was yesterday sitting in Páirce Caoimhe watching those Rebels take on the Premier County. The first round of the Munster Hurling Championship. Those words, Munster Hurling. Even saying them makes the hair on my neck stand up straighter than John Bubbles Dwyer over a 65. Watching Anthony Nash puck that ball out, I could hardly believe it was the same man that smiles out at me every night from that poster on my cell wall, with his top so tight. And when John McGrath slotted for tip on the 50th minute, I do confess, I spurted TK lemonade all over myself, not for the last time. Those tip boys, Brendan Marr, Ronan Marr, Paurig Marr, Patrick Marr, there's so many goddamn Marrs, they've even run out of Christian names to name them. Seamus Harnedy scored an absolute peach for the Rebels, but it wasn't enough. Tip 228. Cork 124. My cup is already running over. And it's only starting. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I love the GAA.